Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're almost to the weekend. Look, I told you Monday. I was right here Monday, and I told you Monday, I said, the weekend's going to be here before you know it, and already we're on the threshold of free-for-all Friday. It's Thursday afternoon, July 10th. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us this afternoon. We have a lot to talk about, as always. A lot going on Netflix with Shark Week. Actually, I think it's Shark Month somewhere. I was watching one of the shark shows last night. I don't know why we're so infatuated with sharks, but, you know, really, we are. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit later. Let's see. The city council, once again, is challenging Mayor Cantrell. See, Mayor Cantrell, for those of you who don't know, Mayor LaToya Cantrell thinks she is queen of the city. And she thinks you are her mere subjects. And she thinks, as queen, she can do whatever she wants. And she thinks you have to like it, or that you don't really have a choice. And since she's not up for your vote anymore, she has really demonstrated in many ways that she really doesn't care about you. She cares about her. And that's the way some queens are. Although there are some queens who really do care about their people. I don't get much of an impression that LaToya Cantrell cares about the people of New Orleans. So, you know, there was this emergency declaration with the trash pickup in the French Quarter. Troy Henry believes that he deserves the contract because it was given to him. But then there were some changes, and then the city council and the mayor had to declare an emergency. It's a complicated issue. We've talked about it before. We're going to get an update from Sidney Torres this half hour on exactly what's going on with this, because this is coming down to it. Is she going to pull the contract? Is the city council going to stand up for what's being done in the quarter now? We don't know, but I do know this. A lot of politics is at play here, and it's just typical New Orleans politics. I hate it. I hope you hate it, too. But it's not about what's in the best interest of the people. It's about what's in the best interest of Mayor Cantrell and anybody that she owes a favor to, or anybody that she can please who she thinks deserves it. Not who's most worthy. It's not about who's most worthy. It's about who she thinks should have it. Not only with the trash stuff, but with anything. I'm telling you, you know, she's so arrogant. But you just wait and see. I don't know if it's going to be able to penetrate her thick head. But, I mean, at some point, she's got to come to terms with the idea that history is not going to put a very favorable light on her. I mean, she is going to be responsible for a lot of people leaving New Orleans. Whether she really is or not, she's going to get the blame for it because of the way she has been. The arrogance that has emanated from City Hall, from the mayor's office at City Hall, has been overwhelming. We've seen arrogance before, but never like this. So anyway, again, I believe that, you know, narcissistic people don't really see the world the way the world sees them. But history is not going to give her family name a very favorable name. Seriously, she has, in my opinion, she's tainted the family name of Cantrell in this city because of her actions. because of what she's done or what she's not done, and just this the attitude. So anyway, you know, we have to bring that up when we talk about what's going on, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Also, I'm going to bring you up to date. If you didn't know that this was going on, there's a big feud going on between Elon Musk and Steve Bannon. It erupted over the weekend, and it's really pretty exciting. It's pretty entertaining. So, you know, there's aspects of, dirty politics that, you know, for the standpoint of a talk show host, this is kind of exciting stuff. So, you know, we're going to get into that and talk a little bit about that this afternoon. Also, I just posted a video on Substack. I'm doing a couple of things on Facebook, but most of the stuff I'm doing now is on Substack. I would invite you to join me. Please subscribe. Become a subscriber to Substack. And just go to Substack.com, download the app on your phone, and you've got it there. Just search Scoot on the Air, and you will find me. And it's just a really great place to get interesting information. And it's a chance for me to extend the show. When I'm not on the air, I can extend the show into Substack. And so, you and I can communicate through Substack like we used to through Facebook. If you have sent me a message on Facebook and I haven't gotten back to you, I'm going to get back to you soon on that. So be patient. Again, most of my attention now is on Substack. I haven't done it yet. I've just been really, really busy the last couple of days. But I want to start doing shows on my YouTube channel, which is Scoot on the Air. Again, another extension of our show. So updates on the Texas flooding. The video that I posted on Substack is about why the Texas officials were so sensitive about questions from the media. Now we know. Now we know why those Texas officials, now we know why Texas Governor Greg Abbott went into this just stupid, ridiculous analogy about Friday Night Lights football in the state of Texas, high school football in Texas. Yeah, now we know why he was kind of testy with questions from the media. Now we know. And we're going to talk about that on the show this afternoon. Also, some conspiracy theories about cloud seeding. I don't believe it. Cloud seeding is, you know, just putting some stuff in, some chemicals into the clouds to try to make them rain. I don't think it's 100% effective all the time. But anybody who's trying to perpetrate this conspiracy theory about cloud seeding can't explain why. I mean, what's the reason? Did the government want to kill a bunch of young girls? Did the government want to just kill a bunch of people? No. So if they're going to do it, there has to be a reason. Nobody can seem to come up with a reason why they did that. So, you know, the conspiracy theories have been pretty much put to bed, but that doesn't mean that some are not going to still float around out there. But the cloud seeding thing is something that, you know, we're going to generally dismiss on this show because there's an explanation for what happened, even though it might not have been specifically predicted, because you and I have seen that right here in New Orleans. We've seen the forecast call for 2 inches of rain. And because of just the way the storm develops, the activity of the storm, the energy of the storm, certain temperature, wind conditions, all of that adds to the development of a storm. So instead of 2 inches, we get 5-6 inches in an hour, and there's flooding, and people are all PO'd because, well, the meteorologist said it was going to be 2 inches. It ended up being 5-6 inches. We've seen that happen here. So we have experienced the precedent of storms taking on a life of their own, even just a thunderstorm taking on a life of its own and not living up to or superseding the meteorologist forecast. And this was a storm that started in the Gulf of Mexico and then went right into Mexico and then went up through Mexico, survived all the mountains and everything, and made it into central Texas. And that's where it caused all of this trouble. So, you know, again, accolades to all of the people who are still there trying to, at this point, sadly, recover bodies and bring closure to families. And I don't know, the last I heard, still over 160 are still missing. And that is so sad because there might be a few that just, you know, didn't communicate, but the idea that so many people are still missing makes you think that they're not alive. And I just can't imagine. I mean, honestly, I'm a human being and so are you. I can't imagine what it would be like to recover the body of a young girl or a young boy. I mean, any human being would be bad enough, but I just can't imagine what it would be like to discover a body, knowing that this was just such a young, innocent person who was robbed of life because of this tragedy. And when we get into talking about why the Texas officials in Texas, and in particular in Kirk County, Texas, why they were so sensitive to questions from the media, when we get into this, I want to say it again, and I've said it yesterday, I've said it this week. This is a tragedy that would have taken lives anyway. The only difference might have been more people might have been saved. That's the only question. But there's no way that even a protection, more of a protection system, more of an alarm system, would have saved everybody's life. But it might have kept some people from dying. So we do have to set the record straight on that this afternoon, and we will. All right, still buzz about the Epstein files. I mean, Donald Trump's trying to bring this to an end. Pam Bondi said, that's it, it's over. No, it's not. And it's interesting because MAGA, the Make America Great Again group, MAGA is keeping this alive, and this is very detrimental to the guy that they love so much. This is all keeping this alive is detrimental to Donald Trump, but the MAGA people are keeping it alive. This is not just like, you know, left. This is not liberals attacking. More of this is coming from Republicans, from conservatives, from MAGA people, people who are buying the hats and the T-shirts and the cologne and whatever Donald Trump is selling, all the merch. These are those people. And many of them are just, you know, attacking the president. And it doesn't look good for him. And also, you know, you kind of have to ask the question, does Donald Trump really know what's going on in his administration with this whole thing with Peter Hegseth? So anyway, we've got a lot to get to. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls at the other studio. Good afternoon, sir. Wait, you're fanning yourself.
Sorry, I was eating a pretzel.
Oh, you okay. That's all right.
Yeah, I didn't mean to catch you. No, it's cool. I had kind of a rush morning, so I didn't quite get the requisite amount of food it takes me to come here and do the show. So I'm having some pretzels and a little snack cheese and a Rice Krispies treat.
Yeah, people don't know that, but it takes a certain amount of energy to do this show.
You know, it's like basically you got to carb up.
Yes, you do.
You got some carb.
So look, I know you were at rehearsal last night because you're going to be in Midsummer Night's Dream at Tulane.
Yeah, it opens up tomorrow. Yeah, okay. our final preview is tonight. We have our first audience tonight. I'm made to understand the entire first weekend is already sold out.
So wow, that's good.
If you're interested in coming to see a Midsummer Night's Dream, you may enjoy getting tickets for next weekend or the weekend after that. But
I'll try and do that. I've got a thing to do Saturday night. I can't make it, but I'm going to try to. I'll try to go one night next week.
But last night, you guys. What?
Yeah, we had a dinner. We've got a new sales manager, Dan Barron, our market manager. That's the radio name for general manager. Dan Barron, our market manager, general manager. He had a really nice dinner at Vaca Steakhouse, which is where, for many of you in Metairie and Jefferson Parish, it's where the old Peppermill restaurant used to be. And it's right next to the McDonald's, right at Severn and Esplanade. But many of you remember where the Peppermill restaurant used to be. Man, they totally redid this place, and it looks really bougie. I mean, it looks really, it's dark. It's a steakhouse. It looks dark, and it looks just really, really rich. Yeah. Vaca, V-A-C-C-A. Yeah, and the food was delicious. Now, I don't eat red meat, but everybody at the table, I think Diane Newman was there, and I looked over at her plate. She didn't have a steak. I don't know what she ordered, but I had the Chilean sea bass, and it was just so, I mean, I love when fish is moist and flaky and you put your fork into the fish and then there's that part that just slides off the fish. And it was on top of some not too well cooked, so there's still a lot of vitamins in it, spinach. Sauteed spinach on top of that.
Right.
And boy, that was just delectable. But you know, there was a lot of sawing around me, sawing with the knife. Well, they didn't have to saw that much because the meat looked really, really tender. But the steaks looked really awesome. And, you know, I don't eat red meat, but, you know, I like the smell of the steaks. And it smelled really good. And the plates are sizzling hot.
Yeah.
And they came out. But it was really nice. Nick Miranda is our new sales manager, and some of you who do business with us will be meeting Nick, or maybe you've already met Nick. Seems like a great guy. Really looking forward to him being part of our team here at WWL. And Dan Barron did a, you know, made it really nice and personal, and had like everybody at the table give Nick some advice and like your favorite restaurant that he might want to try. And
nice.
And I mentioned the little restaurant that I go to. And I hate to mention it too much because I don't want a lot of people to find it, but Mina's Palace.
Oh,
Mina's,
yeah.
M-E-N-A-S, Mina's. It's, I want to say it's Iberville and Charters. And it's a family-run restaurant.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
Greek family. And let me tell you, at Mina's in the French Quarter, for breakfast or for lunch, they don't have dinner, but for breakfast or for lunch, their portions are really big. The food is New Orleans cuisine. It is delicious. The salads are epic. The salad dressing, in fact, I buy their salad dressing and bring it home.
Wow, really?
But it's just such a quaint little place. It's not that big, but it's not a tourist place. It certainly is for locals, and it's in the quarter. It's called Mina's, and I love the place. So that was my recommendation to Nick. And also, then Dan asked everybody around the table, what advice would you give Nick about being in New Orleans? And my advice to Nick was, and I've seen people come into this city from out of town. I've seen people come into the station or other stations. I've seen people come in from even big markets, and they're ambitious, and they've just got this great work ethic, and they come here and they become part of the laissez-faire mentality. And I just mentioned to Nick, come here, but don't become part of this laissez-faire mentality that accepts mediocrity mm-hmm. as normal. Mm-hmm. Mediocrity is accepted here, and it should not be, and it doesn't have to be. And you can come here and be part of it, but not buy into that mediocrity mentality.
It's good advice.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to a break here. We've got a lot going on. We're going to talk to Sydney Torres here in just a few minutes and get an update on the trash situation in the French Quarter. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right. So what's going on with the trash in the quarter, and who's going to be picking it up? All right, we're going to get an update on that. We'll talk to Sydney Torres coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm Scoot on the air.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WL. Yeah, when you want to hear trash, when you want to hear talk about trash, you know you can tune into our show every afternoon here on WWL. I'm Scoot, and Trash Man Sydney Torres with Ivy Waste joins us live on the phone. Hey, Sydney.
I guess it's going to be that kind of day, Scoot.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, Sydney, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm going to put him on hold. Hang on.
Okay, we're having some phone issues here today, so you know, be patient with us. And
Sydney.
I hate that when the mistakes happen with us, we're live on the air and they happen in front of everybody. We can't really hide from them. We just have to deal with them. But, you know, look, one of the things that I have always believed about this business is perfection is boring. You know, when I watch an evening newscast and it's perfect and everybody's perfect and everybody looks perfect and everybody's saying words perfectly and there's no mistakes. It's just perfect. That is boring to me. You know, I like to see these people in live situations where, you know, maybe there's a mistake that is made when it's live. So one thing about the show is we prove that we are live. You know, we don't have a lot of guests. So sometimes it's just, you know, most of the time it's just me and you and Ian, and we just deal with what we have to deal with. But we're trying to get an update on what's going on with Ivy Waste and also the idea that Mayor Cantrell had this emergency declaration that led to Ivy Waste Hello. Getting the contract. All right, let's go to Sydney right now. Sydney, sorry about our problems. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Scoot. Thank you for having me.
All right, listen, give us an update on what's going on with the trash.
It's a bunch of trash. It's just a lot. I mean, you know, what the council did today, they basically reversed the emergency. So therefore, there is not an emergency because the emergency was created with the mayor creating the emergency by canceling my contract before it ended, which was December 23rd, 2025. And then, you know, went through the process of saying that this is the contract that she awarded that didn't get the vote of the council back last year in December. She was saying that, you know, they were trying to push it through, saying that it wasn't under suspense of appeal. But now they're admitting that it is under suspense of appeal. And so finally, now they're going the direction of declaring emergency and then awarding him a contract. But what the council did today, they canceled that by voting to stop it. And so we'll see what happens from here. But as it stands right now, we're going to be bidding on the French Quarter Management District contract, which is due Thursday. And that's a state law that was passed in Baton Rouge. And so that's ready to go. We're prepared to bid on the FQMD contract there. And our hopes is that the mayor turns around and rescinds the cancellation, and we don't have to go through all of this. But I don't know. The closer we get, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, the bidding is part of it, but it's my understanding that the cost is not the only factor that factors in, which seems to leave room for a lot of political malarkey.
Well, I mean, when you look at this whole thing, it's, you know, and again, you know, we bid on it and we knew what it took to get the job done. You know, Henry came in and bid on it, then changed the price, raised it over $1 million between the 50% bond and all the other stuff that he changed in the contract after the fact. But the bottom line here is that, you know, what we're doing it for right now under the emergency contract is like $250,000 less a month than what she wants to give it to him right now under another emergency contract, because the contract that he originally won, the council never did approve it and vote on it, which they legally have to do, and they didn't do. So, you know, I don't understand why is she pushing to pay $200,000 more a month for less service in an emergency contract when she already has an emergency contract. It's just the whole thing is it's a mess. It's a waste of taxpayers' dollars. It's a waste of administrative time. It's clear that he doesn't have the equipment. I was able to get a public records request and see that he's not ready. He doesn't have the equipment. He doesn't have an office space. He doesn't have the bond yet. These are all things that he doesn't have, but I guess the mayor doesn't really it doesn't matter. I mean, she wants to move forward with him. My understanding, it's an issue trying to make it about a race issue, which is just unbelievable because it shouldn't have anything to do with that. It shouldn't be that way. It should be who can do the job and who's doing the job and who's doing it for a lesser amount of money. But that seems to be not the case. It seems to be for other reasons.
So IV Waste is going to do the job of cleaning up the quarter for $250,000 less a month, and she wants to give it to Troy Henry?
That's exactly what it is. The emergency contract is going to be $250,000 a month more under an emergency right now because they're not going forward with the original contract because it's under suspense of appeal and it's in the courts. The issue is, though, is that what the council did today voids that emergency. So it'll be interesting to see what the attorneys in the city, and I say the city, the mayor's office does with this emergency deal, if they're going to continue to try to push it forward, saying that they can do it and disregard what the council did to get today. But again, we're not giving up. Whatever they do, we'll fight it, and we're going to continue to fight it to the very end. And whatever we're going to do to do the right thing to make that happen, we're going to do it. But at the end of the day, I just want the people to know that we are going to give the best service for whatever day it is our last day. We're going to give the best service. And, you know, remember, Scoot, we pick up 95% of the city. We pick up close to 130,000 homes in the city of New Orleans, from the Industrial Canal to the Jefferson Parish Line, from the river to the lake. And we do a great job doing that. We have a great team. The company's doing well. This is a small piece, but it's a very important piece, Scoot, because it's the French Quarter. It's where everybody comes when they visit New Orleans, or most people do. And the businesses and the residents are happy with it. This is a guy who doesn't have a garbage truck, doesn't have equipment, never has done this type of work. And it's a shame that, you know, the citizens and the taxpayers are going through this, but whatever happens at the end, we're at a very short runway here. There's a few months and there'll be a new mayor, and I guess things will change some or whatever. But I still, again, I hope that the mayor common sense prevails and that, you know, we're allowed to continue to when we were supposed to work till, which was December 23rd, 2025. So my hopes is that she will look at that and do that and not make this about anything other than what's best for the citizens and the businesses.
Well, that's what stinks about this. It seems like it's not just the trash that stinks, but what stinks about this is it seems like she's going out of her way to award it to Troy Henry for some reason, and we don't know exactly what that reason is. Troy Henry's been airing TV commercials for Henry Consulting, and he is bragging in the commercials about how he's going to do an even better job. You could do a great job. I forget the exact wording of the commercials. They're very polished, very nice commercials that he's got airing, talking about how he's going to do a great job with the French Quarter and everything. But again, this is not his business, and I would tend to go with the person who's already got a proven record of doing the job, and it is their job to do that. You hire people who are experts in the area, and if you're doing it for $250,000 less a month, that would give her more money to travel on between now and October 11th, or, well, I guess between now and next year when she's finally kicked out of office.
Well, you know, I don't know the reason. I don't know. I don't have the exact reasoning why she's doing it, what she's doing it for, the commercials that he's running. Look, we all know you can run in marketing and PR. They tell you all the time you can have the best polished commercials you want. If you can't deliver the service and you don't have the ability to deliver the service, it doesn't matter. So, you know, that's what that's about. But at the end of the day, I'm hoping calmer heads prevail and that there is that there is a way that we move forward, or she rescinds our deal, and we can continue to move forward. If not, we're bidding on the French Quarter management contract, that the new state law that was voted on and approved. So we'll see. It's going to be up into the very end, and then we'll really know what's going to happen. It's, you know, it's kind of like, I guess, the Saints playing football, right? Yeah. When they get into that last quarter and they and you, it's a nail biter, right? You don't know if they're going to win or not, but everybody has hope that it goes the right way. So that's all we can do, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue to fight, continue to do what we need to do, and deliver the best service possible. possible until the very end if that's what happens.
Well, a lot of people are happy with the job you're doing. And if you get any word on anything that's going on, you've got a home here to talk about it. So I appreciate the time, Sidney. Good luck with everything. And, you know, you tried to explain it, but honestly, to the average person, it's still confusing. And that's New Orleans politics, and it shouldn't be so damn confusing. And it's not like this in every city, but it's like this here. And it's time that we revolt against this political confusion that is, it's a strategy, and it's a strategy to give preferential treatment to certain people, not only with this but with everything. And it is sick, and it needs to come to an end with Latoya Cantrell. Sidney, thanks for being with us. Good luck.
Thank you for having me, Scoot.
You know, Sidney explained it, but you know, actually, it's still very confusing to me. I mean, I don't have anything against Troy Henry, but you know, it seemed like when we talked, it just seemed like he's trying to use the courts to weasel his way into something. He made changes. He increased the price. And that was a factor in Sidney Torres getting the contract. So we'll see what happens. But the political confusion is a strategy, and we need to stand up against this in this upcoming election. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This is really exciting news, and you've heard this in our news today. We've got the story on our website at WWL.com. Paul McCartney has announced a North American 2025 tour, and Paul McCartney is coming to New Orleans. Paul McCartney got back in 2025 tour, coming to the Smoothie King Center. I think the last time he was here was the Superdome. I think it was the Caesar Superdome. And I went there. I was there, or maybe it was the Smoothie King Center. I don't know. Anyways, Smoothie King Center is going to be a great place to see Paul. You know, Amanda Shaw went with me. She's a good friend of mine, and it was so it was so fun to sit with her and be at that concert with her, because she was kind of gaga over Paul McCartney. I mean, it was so cute. She just thought he was so charming and adorable and a slightly older man. And it was just, it was really, I'm serious. It was, she was like a little girl, and it was just really, it was adorable. But Paul McCartney is coming back, and this is just, I think this is really exciting news. All right. We've got a lot to get to. President Biden's former doctor refuses to answer questions in a House Republican probe. And this is Dr. Kevin O'Connor, and he invoked his rights under the Fifth Amendment during a closed-door interview with the House Oversight Committee. And Republicans on this committee subpoenaed O'Connor last month as part of an investigation into Biden's health and his mental fitness as president. And there are some that just said that he wasn't capable of being president, even though he was still president, and showed many visible signs that you and I didn't see. Well, we saw some things. We knew something wasn't right about Joe Biden. I mean, we knew it. And then when we saw the debate, it's like we knew something was not right with Joe Biden, but we didn't know exactly what it was. But the people around Joe Biden, they kept him in the race, and Joe Biden kept saying, no, I'm staying in the race. That hurt the Democrats. It helped Donald Trump. No question about that. But, you know, this is a shame that this doctor doesn't want to come forward and talk about this. I think the truth is, and maybe one day we'll know, I think the truth is that Joe Biden was totally incapable mentally of being president of the United States when he was president. Not the whole time. I don't know when it actually started. But I strongly believe that Joe Biden was not mentally capable of being president, and he was. And I guess that makes everybody around him look bad. It makes the Democrats look bad, although a lot of Democrats, I don't think, knew what was going on with Joe Biden. They, you know, maybe knew something was wrong, but they didn't know, because apparently they kept him very sequestered from Democrats. They kept him sequestered from a lot of people. There was a small circle around Joe Biden protecting him. And I know a lot of people wanted to call up and say, he's got dementia, he's got this, he's got that. You know, there were people in Donald Trump's first term who wanted to say that he had dementia. And I would not allow that on the air because I didn't know for sure. There's some things about Donald Trump that make me question, but I don't know if he's got anything wrong with him. And we didn't know for sure in the media if Joe Biden had anything wrong with him. You know, it's not like we're sitting in a bar having a conversation going, yeah, Joe Biden, yeah, he's got dementia. No, man, we're on the air. We're trying to be responsible. So they hid it from the media. The media wasn't trying to protect him. The media did not know. And I know a lot of people want to blame the media for protecting him. Trust me, the media didn't know. A lot of people didn't know. If the media had known, it would have reported it. But I'm sorry that this Dr. Kevin O'Connor is not being honest with what he saw, because, you know, this should be talked about. Because, I mean, Donald Trump is what, 79 years old now? You know, you never know what's going to happen with somebody's health. If something happens with Donald Trump and he's not mentally capable of being president, you know, people need to come forward. But you know they're not going to. And they didn't with Joe Biden. And the American public is the one that suffers. And we should know the mental state of the president of the United States. And I think Joe Biden was just not capable of being president. All right. We're going to come back with a lot more. We'll get to the news coming up. And then we'll get to many of your text messages and also many of your phone calls coming up. We've got a lot to get to this afternoon. And we'll be right back with more. I'm Scoot on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1969, after he passed away, being found dead in a swimming pool July 3rd, this is the day they held the funeral for one of the founding members of the Stones, Brian Jones. Charlie Watts and Bill Wyman attended. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards did not attend the funeral of Brian Jones. Interesting. All right, a lot more coming up in the next hour. Does President Trump really know what's going on? And why were those Texas officials so sensitive? That's coming up.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.